Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and it is June the 2nd, and I'm so glad to be here. I apologize for a glitch that happened in our system last week, that our call was actually not recorded. Something happened, and the recording was condensed down to like about 2 or 3 minutes with a lot of jumbled words. So we're hoping that will not happen again. Also, I've been in contact with our system, and I'm so glad that someone actually is this Desir?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, hi. Okay, thank you for signing on. I'm so glad to see that someone can get in and our Q&A session works. It's great to have a little bit of participation. You know, I know you want my message, but you're going to get that anyway.
Yes.
So, I hope nobody ever feels inhibited about joining in, asking for a blessing, or letting us know how you're doing in receiving your blessings, because this is of value to everyone else to hear. And was there anything you wanted to say, or just to say hello?
Yes, I want a blessing because like I told you, I'm moving to Florida, and then I'm moving this month. And I just, you know, need a blessing for the transition, and I'm having a hard time. So that's why, you know, I asked you if you can, you know, bless me.
Oh, I certainly will. I will keep your face in my mind as I begin our blessing call, our blessing service. And we wish you all the best. And I would ask that, really, don't stress, because stress will only add to the problems. Try to live in faith and optimism and a positive spirit of expectation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming on the call. And we have someone from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. My name is Heidi, and I would very much love to heal from all my trauma and become whatever I was destined to become and let go of all the physical effects from the trauma history and the mental and emotional. So I hope you just step into whatever God has in mind for me. So thanks so much for...
You're so welcome, Heidi, and we will keep you in our heart, our prayers, and the blessings that you may just not so much recover from your trauma as to lose it, and that it not be a lasting indwelling part of who you are, so that you may return to the being that God created.
That's great. That's perfect. And Jesus will show me how, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
God bless you, Heidi, and thanks for having the courage to step up and let your needs be known.
Thank you.
Mary, I see precious little Mary on the phone. Hello, how are you, dear?
Hey, Glenda. I had to remember how to work my phone and myself for a minute there. But I just wanted to say hello, and oh my gosh, the people who just spoke, my heart is with you, and I think it's just so wonderful that we have each other to connect with. Recordings or not, we, like Glenda said, we always do connect, and I just love you all, and I wanted to share, I think that I have been on the phone since the blessings began, except for about 2 weeks ago. I can't believe it's been 2 weeks now, but I just wanted to share this wonderful travel that I was able to do. I actually went, I'm in Ohio, and I was invited to go to Kentucky to hear the Dalai Lama. And he spoke on engaging compassion, and it was such an extraordinary experience. And I wasn't on the blessing call, but I feel like I just like I was, and I could feel the blessing of all of you infused with the blessing of that experience. And I never, there's so much that I never knew about Lexington, Kentucky. The Dalai Lama had met a Christian monk named Thomas Merton at a place called the Abbey of Gethsemane, and Thomas Merton went into solitude and prayer for about a 5-year period. And so the Dalai Lama was inspired by that, and they met and they became fast friends, and they shared Buddhism and Christianity with one another. And so the town of Kentucky was so inspired by that alliance that they sent out a call for the other world religions to form a base there, because they wanted, Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know if I said the wrong place, but they wanted Louisville to become a city of compassion and a festival of faith. And so wherever I walked in Louisville, I saw a monk from one culture or another, and then a statue of a horse, because the Kentucky Derby is also there. And it was just so inspiring to my heart. And then this weekend, Hay House, Louise Hay, has done a world summit where she has gathered about 100 different spiritual teachers. And so I've been able to plug into my computer and listen to Marianne Williamson and Anita Morjani. And my point of this very long story is that there is some stuff in my life, a little bit of muddiness that I'm trying to step out of, but I'm just so grateful that wherever I look, there's a teacher and there's an inspiration and there's a hand reaching out, and I'm grateful for the times when I can be that hand to others. And so I just feel, even when I'm stuck in the mud, I know that it's okay and I can move my feet, and I'm grateful for the steps of it. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are, Mary. And actually, I can build on what you expressed for the purpose of this of the message I had today. You were just a perfect setup and contributor that I can take into the next level. Did you have anything else personally that you wanted to say?
No, just that I love you all, and I'm so eternally grateful for us. So that's it.
Oh, thank you, Mary. And we are eternally grateful for you. You're such a love. And, yes, I think you have been on the call since the very beginning. And Mary is a blessing giver. Yes, for whom we're very grateful. But what I heard in your message is so much what I wanted to say today. And that what comes under the heading of taking love to the next level by virtue of faith and dedication. We hear the word compassion a lot, and I'm sure we rarely think about what it really means. I think most people associate compassion with sympathy, or the higher version of sympathy, which is empathy, actually being in a sense of deep understanding with someone who is going through something, because we've been through it ourselves. But actually, if you look at the real combination of syllables in the word compassion, I'm actually building a little bit on something that we talked about last time, about talking with someone instead of talking to someone. Well, compassion means loving with. It doesn't really mean loving just at a higher, more unconditional level. It means loving with. It means taking your love to a higher level where we are connected into a network of faith and love. Almost, if you will, a higher civilization that lives above the earth, somewhere between heaven and earth, where people of principle, virtue, goodwill, dedication, lovers of peace and harmony and creativity, and those who want the best for life with others, form a network of love. And sometimes in our prayers, our meditations, or just at a very loving breakfast with friends, we move into that place and we feel it. We feel connected. Now, connected is a very popular word today, especially because of all the social networking and the jargon of the new generation. Let's connect. Let's connect up. And so forth. And I think the fact that it is virtually jargon today is a good sign, because it means that more and more people are to some degree attuned with the great matrix of higher connection, where we love with. Loving with is even above empathy. Loving with someone brings everything we have to offer into the mixture. This is what a lot of people learned from years and years of going to prayer groups, where they would pray together. And many books have been written on this, the difference between private prayer and praying with others. It's exponential, the difference, because when you pray with others, you begin to build this matrix of prayer or loving with others. It's not as if you're directing your love specifically towards something, so much as making yourself available as a contact point of love for those who need love. That you are a contact point for love. I think one of the great examples of the last century was, two individuals that come to mind. No, three, because now I would definitely include the Dalai Lama in that. His whole life has demonstrated that. Pope John Paul II most definitely demonstrated that. Mother Teresa most definitely demonstrated that. These people were not just out for a mission. Now, we've had many wonderful people who changed the world in important ways, but so many of them were mission-oriented. They were out to do a good service that needed to be done, and they were very focused upon that, and if it involved conflict, so be it. But the three individuals I cited were people who really embraced a neutral point that allowed them to make connections for loving with. And all of them have been powerful forces in casting a net upon the earth that includes all religions, all people, everyone who needs love without limitation or consideration, and to institute further connections tangibly on the earth that can receive and help those who are in dire need. Now, what we are doing in our blessing, in our blessings, as you know, that we are casting a net around the earth. And this is not a net that's limited in any way. It's for everyone. It's for anyone who chooses to be touched or connected or in any way assisted by the great connection of loving with. And even when you're not here, if you miss a Sunday, just tune in with your heart and your spirit and love with us. Join with us. We have blessing givers who get together during the week, and they're all over the world, and they are strengthening the points in the net we've created to love with. And, you know, I think there's something so beautiful about this concept of loving with. because it's so clean. It's so free of limitation or judgment or even focus or awareness of what we're loving with. We are just here to love with, because we hold the faith that love is pure. And anyone who has a need or desire that can be elevated to the level of love is part of the community of loving with. And we hold them in our hearts. And we bring them into this tabernacle where all the pillars of the tabernacle were created to love with you. And in loving with, I also love the fact that it doesn't tell you how you have to heal, how you have to solve your problem, what you have to believe, or what you have to do. We're just loving with you. And as we love with you, and we hold the space together, we heighten the energy for the presence of the Holy Spirit that fills each one of us and carries each one of us to a place where loving with takes on a whole new meaning in the life of every receiver. I have counseled many, many people with traumas in their life, broken hearts, broken marriages, broken businesses, terribly challenged relationships with their family or their children, their neighbors, their best friends, whatever. And every single one of them looks like a house that has fallen in on itself. It's like the walls just caved in. And somehow they got trapped inside the debris. And they could barely breathe. Maybe they found a little bitty cubicle where there was enough air to breathe. Maybe they found a cupboard of food where they could sustain themselves. But they were trapped under the debris of a broken house. And bit by bit, as they learned to love with again, the walls of that house would start straightening, just like from the outside, a tractor with a winch had come in and had put a hook on the wall and pulled a wall back up and pulled the roof back up until the house was standing. There's something about loving with that creates space. Loving with creates freedom. And most especially, freedom of self-determination. The ability to create a new life that is the way you want it. Freedom from having to live underneath the debris of a fallen house or a fallen structure. Sometimes we just need to crawl out and let that fallen structure fall to dust and become one with the earth again. And we set up our life under a tree, bit by bit, build a new house. But as we do, think of this. Even if we start just under a tree, we're creating love with that tree. If we find some rocks we can build walls with, we're creating love with those walls. We can bring friends into a project of rebuilding our house. We're creating love with the friends. I love this concept of love, of loving with. Loving with allows you to create the new space of your life with others in the spirit of love. And I really believe that that is how God intended us to live because of the two commandments that Yeshua gave us. He said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And that would be loving the universe with God, loving life with God, loving our life with God, and love your neighbor or your fellow man as yourself. that's, again, creating your life loving with others. And I, one of the things I love so much about this phrase is that sometimes we get the idea that loving another means approving of them or admiring them or liking them or wanting to be like them. You know, there are a lot of people whose behavior I don't approve of. We're living in a pretty wild, destructive, and raunchy world. Yes, we're also living in a very creative and wonderful world. But there's not everything out there to like and approve. And if that's what love was, we'd all be stopped dead in our tracks on Yeshua's commandments. But I don't think there's a single person we can't love with. For a while, I worked with a team of prison ministers, and one of them went to who was actually a Catholic priest, and he had passed all security measures to work with prisoners on death row. And he said, let me tell you, some of these guys are very, very hardened in their attitude toward life, and it's a very, very challenging thing just to be in front of them. But he said, I never met a man or woman I couldn't find something to love with. You see how miraculous the concept of loving with is. This is what Mother Teresa did in the streets of Calcutta. And she had to put up with some very horrible conditions that no one would want to like. No one would want to admire or try to be like. And a lot of the people she had to deal with in authority were not very lovable people. But by loving with them, they were elevated and they became more than they thought they could be, and they began to enjoy the miracle she was creating. And not particularly because they liked her. She was in some ways a difficult person to like. She was a taskmaster. It was hard to work for her. And despite the fact that her virtue was seriously supreme, and her goals were godly, she still was a hard person to work for, and sometimes not even a particularly friendly person to those who opposed her. But everyone experienced a miracle loving with her, because in loving with her, she pointed to a new place we could join in love. And that's the creative path of love. That's what we do in receiving blessings into ourselves. You have no idea what the Holy Spirit will find in you to love with. You may even say, I can't imagine why the Holy Spirit would find anything lovable in me. I don't even know why I'm doing this. Well, you'd be surprised what the Holy Spirit can find in you to love with. And it may just start with one or two things that you notice a difference in. What I ask of you is that you love with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will touch others through you. And those others that are touched may not change overnight. But you may notice there's one or two features or expressions or behavior patterns that are changed with someone. And you can love with that little bit of changed behavior. Try loving with that and look for the miracle. Use this as your new creative pathway. The pathway of loving with is exactly what compassion means. No more, no less. Loving with. You can love with a rattlesnake. You don't want him in your bed. You don't want him in your home. You don't even want him outside your home. But you can call the animal control board and have him relocated out to the desert, where he becomes an asset to planetary ecology. That's loving with. We don't have to take a destructive pathway toward the things we don't like. That's barbaric. I happened to stumble as I was browsing around on the web this afternoon, just before I got on the control panel, and I happened to stumble upon some news about it being the birthday of the Republic in Italy, and congratulations to anyone in Italy. And they were showing some historical footages, one of them being the Colosseum. Of course, that has nothing to do with the Republic of Italy, but of its ancient heritage. And I was thinking back to how barbaric life was 2,000 years ago, how incredibly barbaric the world was that Yeshua was born into. From the barbarism of the tyrannical powers, the bestial entertainments they had, to the rampant disease and poverty that he had to deal with. What an incredible challenge he had of loving with those forces, finding something in any condition to love with, and yet admiring nothing that was to be banished from this earth. And I'm so glad so much of it was banished. I'm so glad that we don't have so many of those conditions today. And we have him to thank, and we have the saints and the faithful and those who studied and practiced his teaching to thank for creating a web of love that is now 2,000 years old and older. A web of love that is circling around the earth, giving us more and more opportunities to find something, anything, to love with. Now, those of you who are under stress and you need a break, you need good fortune, along your way, along your path, whether it's a health recovery, whether it's a move or a challenging relationship or a new career or financial healing you need, find something to love with, and miracles begin to happen. You don't have to love the condition. You don't have to love every participant in the condition. Just start by finding something or someone to love with. And as you begin your prayer, it's about time to start our blessing now. I would really like for you to find something in your life that you can love with. And consider the joy of how much you love with that person, that thing, that opportunity, that creativity, how much you enjoy loving with. And hold that in your heart as you begin your prayer. And pray through the energy of loving with, so that as you pray for help in that which hurts, or help in that which is lost, or is missing, or is lacking, that you bring it into the energy of that with which you are already loving. And look for how much more powerful the results will be. So, let us begin, and I would go over the protocol very briefly for anyone who's new, because I have a feeling we have some new people today. I want you to remove your shoes and socks, have your feet on the floor or the ground. I realize you're not connecting directly with the earth, but let's make the energetic connection as complete as possible. Because let's face it, we all love with the earth. Otherwise, we could not live. So that's a starting point right there, to love with our Mother Earth. We love with, let's let the connection be palpable and real. And now uncover your heads and be seated so that your head is pointed upward. And let us enjoy our connection with God. and all things heavenly, and let us love with that connection. Now allow your attention to fall into your heart and love with your heart. Love with that which you, all that you feel in your heart. Be with it and just surrender into that with which you love. And if you will begin your prayer, let it go on for 3 minutes while we are conducting the energy. I will begin with a brief invocation to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers who join me and I will conduct this flow of energy. It comes from the Holy Spirit, conveyed by Yeshua from God into the earth and back from the earth through your feet and back into your heart, through the roof of your head and then back again, many times flowing back and forth, flushing out the dark waters, clearing up the muddy waters, and giving new energy of life to every part of your body, heart, soul, and being that is willing to receive it and love with it. It doesn't tell you what to be or how to be. It offers itself like a child to love with you. So let us begin. If you will be in your quiet place, in your heart. Dear Yeshua, thank you for teaching us to love with and for showing us that in every condition there is always something to love with. Guide our hearts and attentions to find it right now, that from that little seed of love, all things in our body, heart, soul, and being may be nurtured, blessed, filled, and healed. And we thank you most of all for your love, that you are here, walking with us, loving with us always. Amen. the blessing is complete. You are blessed with new life energy. Now, what I want you to do next is to go and rest for 7 minutes and allow your body, heart, soul, and being to just receive and assimilate it like a wonderful meal. Don't think during this time. Don't process. Don't even continue your prayer. Just receive. Be quiet. Be still. And know that God is with you and that you are loved. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.